I have it wrapped.
Okay. But when you give that package to somebody, what do they do to it?
They unwrap it.
Okay. If you had to sell this land, some of your land that you had,
mm-hmm.
and you'd paid a certain price for it, but you had to sell it for a lower price, what would happen? What would you be doing? You'd be selling your land for?
Well, less than I.
Right.
Wanted to.
Right. The idea.
You'd be selling it for less.
Okay. Or at a
lower price.
At a
loss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to go buy a new dress, and you didn't want to pay but $20 for it, and they said this dress is $50, and you didn't want it, what would you tell them? If you didn't want to pay that much, what would you tell them?
It's your hair.
Right, what other phrase might
I can't afford it.
All right, it's
$50.
That dress, too much.
Yeah.
It what?
It's price you're buying.
All right, what would be another word? Sometimes you say it's too high, I can't afford it. It. All right. If you had to pay out the money, it what? Let me try another.
Well.
All right. I can't buy this.
I usually just say I can't afford that price today.
Okay.
I have to get a. I select one lower price.
If you might say Melvin might say, that's a nice tractor, but I can't afford it because it too much.
Too much.
It what? What's the word I'm looking for?
Cause.
Okay. All right, if you belong to a club, let's say, and every so often, as a part of being a member of that club, they would ask you to give them some money, and that would be paying your
fee.
Another word? Sometimes they use another word.
Dues.
Okay. But if you don't have any money, and you want to...
I can't pay my dues.
Right. But you might say to me, I've got to pay my dues. Would you let me...
Wait.
Well, if you wanted to get the money from me.
Borrow it.
Okay. But I might say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't have it because money... There's not a lot of money today. The banker, if you went in to get a loan, he might say, well, I'm sorry, I can't give you the loan because money is
scarce.
Okay. All right. Maybe sometimes
they call it tight now.
Tight, yeah, that's the word they use most of the time now, I think. Maybe when you, at different times, you go down to the lake or the pond when you're younger and go swimming, and you might have a board and you'd go jump off of it. What would you be doing?
Jumping off the diving board.
Okay, you'd be jumping into the water. Okay. If you were to jump into the water and land on your stomach, what would you call that? You ever have a term for that?
No, I never did that.
Oh, I have a few times. Hit the water flat. Sometimes that was called a belly flopper or something like that. Okay. Sometimes a child will stand on his head, put his head on, and then he'll roll over and over and over. What do you call that? Understand?
Turn it out. Somersault.
Okay. What?
I call it a somersault.
Okay.
Some people say Somerset.
Somerset, yeah, I've heard that.
Turn it a flip.
Oh, back to...
I don't think that's the best.
Yeah, we didn't get back to... back when you used to jump in that water, what would you do?
Swim.
Okay. Did you do much of it? Swimming?
Well, I don't know how to swim, but I sure would... I tried if the water was over my head. I tried to swim.